Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
100 years of Sid celebrated today. The website SidTennial.com. And by the way, we have a podcast starting tomorrow at our website, WCCRadio.com. Lindsay Peterson and company put it together. By the way, a big thanks to Jimmy Erickson helping put today's show together. A couple of hours during Sidtennial. It's a real honor. Devin Marshall is our studio coordinator, and Ryan Saunders, head coach of the Timberwolves, joins us on the line. And Ryan, so good to visit with you, and I know Sid Hartman's been a big part of your family for your entire life.
Oh, yeah, and I appreciate you guys having me on and to be able to, you know, celebrate a man like Sid. And, you know, he's been such a big part of my family. I mean, I'm you know, in my 30s now, and I've always thought about, you know, there hasn't been a time where I haven't known Sid. And, you know, just for what he's done for my family and what he's, you know, what he's meant to us and what he meant to my father, especially through, you know, just the connection they had made when he was at the University of Minnesota. He's a special man, and, you know, 100 years. I mean, he's, I hope we all look as good as Sid if we can get to 100 years.
Yeah, and Ryan, your work ethic is unbelievable. I'm sure you see him over at the courts at Mayo Clinic Square, see him at Timberwolves games. I mean, he's over at the U. I mean, the amount of work and the amount of time he puts in at his craft is really an inspiration for all of us.
It really is, and it's something that you don't just talk about, you know, because he's you know, accomplished such a feat of you know, being 100 years old and still being able to work the way he does. It's something that people notice, you know, on a daily basis. I mean, I can't tell you how many times there's been, you know, press conferences where players, and we always make sure, that's one of the first things we tell these players, is you make sure to acknowledge Sid Hartman, because he's that important. And, you know, we no matter what we're doing, we gotta go introduce you to Sid Hartman, because he's that important to the Minnesota sports community, and especially the basketball community. But he also provides a good example for, you know, a type of work ethic that we as Minnesotans and Minnesotan natives really feel is special, and he embodies that.
Yeah, and Ryan, when you got the job, when you got the permanent job as Timberwolves head coach, what really struck me is the joy and the happiness Sid had for you and your family to get that full-time job as head coach of the Timberwolves.
Yeah, it says a lot about the man he is. In terms of he knew me from a very young age, and I think it was special to him too, because he felt that he was a part of that, because he was. And, you know, I'm not just saying that, he's somebody who was a great example of work ethic, but also he was a great example of, you know, treating people in this business. It's a tough business, but having a mutual respect, you know, obviously between journalists, between coaches, between management, he just always had that. And hey, I do remember there were times when he'd call a little bit too early on a Sunday morning at the Saunders household when I was growing up, and there were definitely times where dad had to let him know, hey, you don't call before 7:30 in the morning right now. But it always ended up being a a mutual respect and a mutual love, because, you know, that's what people who had that type of relationship, you're able to push through any type of misunderstandings.
Yeah, and a lot of these relationships are forged with people in his connection with the University of Minnesota. You played at the University of Minnesota. Your dad played there. And that's where Sid started these relationships, particularly with your dad when he was a player at the U.
Yeah. And I remember, when I was growing up and my dad would take me to, go for basketball games. There were a lot of times that we would see Sid Hartman at Bescio's at the table, the table next to us or somewhere in the restaurant. And, just moments like that, that it makes the what may seem like a big sports community, it makes it smaller. And, you see somebody who's a larger than life figure in Minnesota, just having a bowl of, I don't know what his favorite pasta was, but, just having a bowl of spaghetti or whatever it was, at the table, a couple tables next to you. And you're able to have a conversation and talk about, he was able to tell me stories about my dad. He was just a big part of our life, as Saunders.
Ryan Saunders joining us, Timberwolves head coach. And Ryan, the University of Minnesota, one thing anybody knows about Sid, he loves the U. And I know you have a great love for the U. Your dad played there, but this man cares deeply about the University of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, and you're right. We do love the University of Minnesota. And, this summer I had an opportunity to go over and spend time. I've gotten close with PJ over there, and, we brought our staff over to visit with their staff and talk to the team a little bit and view a practice. And, I told the group, if you cut one arm open, you're going to see that Aurora Green from the Timberwolves, and then you're going to see maroon and gold in the other arm. And, it runs deep. But Sid is somebody who has reinforced, that love for a program. And, the fact that he's always been so, vocal and so adamant about the support of the University of Minnesota program. I remember when I was playing there, when he was around, you always felt supported and you always felt that he was going to, be honest, but try to paint the program in the best light possible, because he knows how important it is for the community.
Well, happy birthday, Sid Hartman. And Ron, I've got to ask you about where we stand right now. A lot going on in the world. You had started a 6-game road trip Tuesday night in Houston. Your team was still in Houston. I had a chance to visit Wednesday night with play-by-play voice Alan Horton. There was a lot going on by Wednesday night that the NBA had suspended the season. Ultimately, how quickly were you and the team able to get back to the Twin Cities and kind of reassess and kind of take a step back?
Yeah, I mean, we as a team, we you see everything that's going on. You saw everything that was going on in the world, and keeping a close eye on it. And we feel very fortunate with our leadership, with Commissioner Silver. The fact that he took swift action. Then the day following, we had conversations with the Department of Health. Other Minnesota professional sports teams followed suit and suspended their seasons. But ultimately, our top priority has been, the fans, our players, and then the organization and the families in that organization. And, being on hiatus for now, it's something that's uncharted. We've been able to keep in contact with guys. And then also, try to make sure that everybody understands the importance of, not just our organization, but everywhere in Minnesota, especially, understands the importance of, following, the directions and what people are and people who are in positions of leadership and health officials are saying is important to do right now. So we're monitoring the situation just like everybody else.
Yeah, was it a challenge to get home? Because Alan was kind of thinking, and along with us on Wednesday night when the story broke, that you know, number one, getting a charter flight because, you know, there's a limited number of planes that ferry teams around, NBA, NHL, et cetera. And ultimately, you were able to put that together. Have all the players stayed in town? Are they kind of staying put? How are things proceeding from that side of it?
Yeah, and that's the, you know, direction the league has gone with. Yeah. And you know, there'll obviously be other conversations in the, you know, next couple of days here, as you know, people understand more and we're able to, you know, have more conversations at a higher level. But, you know, I'll say that I thought our organization was incredible. And, you know, Dr. Robbie Sicca, you know, who handles a lot of, who has been on top of this from the start, has done a great job in terms of keeping us educated, but also having contingency plans and, you know, people who handle our travel. You know, we were prepared. And, you know, I'm really proud to be a part of an organization like that. And Gerson has given great direction as well. You know, making sure that we're safe and families are safe too. So we'll, you know, just continue to follow, you know, what is best for individuals, families, and obviously fans.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate the time and sharing stories about Sid Hartman. And once again, happy birthday, Sid. It's a big milestone, 100 years. Happy birthday, Sid Hartman. Hey, thanks so much.
Make sure you tell Sid happy birthday from the Sounders family. I'm sure he's listening, and tell him that I'm looking forward to, in the coming days, calling him at, I might even move it up to 5:30 a.m. and possibly waking him up, you know, like he had done when I was growing up a little bit with my family. So he's the best, and we love you, Sid, and we're 100 years. You look unbelievable for 100 years.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
See you guys.
All right. Ryan Saunders joining us, Timberwolves head coach, and, of course, Sid, very close to the Saunders family over the years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.